أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك زين لكثير من المشركين قتل أولادهم شركاؤهم ليردوهم وليلبسوا عليهم دينهم ولو شاء الله ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون. وقالوا هذه أنعام وحرث حجر لا يطعمها إلا من نشاء بزعمهم وأنعام حرمت ظهورها وأنعام لا يذكرون اسم الله عليها افتراء عليه سيجزيهم بما كانوا يفترون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 138 and 139 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues with some of the evil ways of the mushrikeen in the distribution of their vows and also their sacrifices. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَ لِكَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ أَوْلَادِهِمْ شُرَكَاؤُهُمْ. Their shuraka, the idols that they worshipped, in a similar manner has adorned and decorated for the mushrikeen, for the polytheist, the killing of their offspring, the killing of their children. We all know that if a girl was born to them, they would feel incompetent, they will feel ill about that birth that their wives would give for two reasons. One is this, that they wanted sons so that their progeny would continue, their name would continue. Secondly, they had always felt that girls will be a financial burden upon them, and they felt absolute emotionless in burying those daughters alive, and in this way they had found that they would continue to do this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the actual reason is this, that the shuraka, Sayyiduna Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi used to say, shuraka actually means partners that they ascribe to Allah Ta'ala, the idols, but behind that idols obviously was shaitan that was motivating them to worship those idols, adorned these actions, this action of burying their daughters alive, and in this way they would continue and they would be happy with that way of life. Now why did shaitan do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says two reasons. لِيُرْضُوهُمْ, number one, to destroy them. Wa number two, وَلِيَلْبِسُوا عَلَيْهِمْ دِينَهُمْ, so that he will cause confusion to them with regards to their deen. In originality, the Arabs had generally followed the millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and then that of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, insofar as the Tawheed was concerned, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was concerned, the religion, the way of life, and especially the sacrifice. But then as time went on, from generation to generation, they moved away from the millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and that of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. And the more they moved away from the original madhab, the original way of life, then more and more shaitan infiltrated them, and to destroy them insofar as the iman is concerned, and this created a great amount of confusion insofar as the deen was concerned. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا فَعَلُوهُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, مَا فَعَلُوهُ, they would have not done this. In other words, they would have remained on that millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and the way that Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam had showed them. But this was the system of Allah Ta'ala. Allah had given man, and Allah gives man the free choice, and in that way man chooses. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had showed the right path, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had showed them, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had guided them. Even now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come, and yet they would not stop doing this, and they would continue. فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ, and leave them and whatever they fabricate. And the fabrication was that these were all the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَقَالُوا هَذِهِ أَنْعَامُ وَحَرُثٌ حِجْرٌ. Then they would say that these animals and crops are prohibited. Prohibited how? Allah ta'ala says, لَا يَطْعَمُهَا إِلَّا مَنْ نَشَاءُ بِزَعْمِهِمْ. Insofar as their speculation was concerned, their assumption was concerned, no one will be able to eat it except according to their desire. When they free an animal and leave it out into the wilderness, they would feel that whatever their dictates would be, that is what would happen, that only a particular group of people will be able to derive benefit from the animals, a particular group of people will be able to eat the meat of the animal when it is slaughtered, or milk those animals and drink that milk. That was their thoughts, but that was not the truth and the reality. Another aspect with regards to them, وَأَنْعَامٌ حُرِّمَتْ ذُهُورُهَا. And then they had those animals that they would leave free in the wilderness, and those animals will just roam around, and none will be able to bear any load upon the animal, nor would anybody be able to ride that animal. That animal must be just left. And in this way they felt that they were making the sacrifice in the name of the idols, thinking that it was the command of Allah Ta'ala. وَنَعَامٌ لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا. Then there were those animals that they would not take the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Even at the time when they would sacrifice these animals, they would not sacrifice these animals, they would not slaughter these animals in the name of Allah Ta'ala, but yet they wanted to do the sacrifice for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, iftira'an alay, all of this a fabrication upon Allah Ta'ala, saying that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had commanded them to do all of this. Sayajzihim bima kanu yaftarun. Allah Ta'ala will then recompense them, in other words punish them, because of their fabrications. One is the ill deed that they carry out, and the second is that they would say that it is the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And here again, this is a very direct reminder for all of us that when we give out any charity, the probability and the possibility would be that we will give it out not in the name of any idol, not in the name of anyone else, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That will be our intention. But together with that, we need to see the purity of our hearts. Whether we are really giving it out for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or the other motives attached to it. Sometimes it is name and fame. Sometimes we are giving because we have to give, that we will be ridiculed if we do not give, we do not spend in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So whilst these people had done what they had done, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is also indirectly telling us that whatever we do purely for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We do with ikhlas and sincerity, not motivated by anyone else, anything else, but for the sake of Allah. Allah grant us all the ikhlas and sincerity. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.